2:55.
That's in this braisa is a hemshech to the Mishnah. The Mishnah written a chidush that psula almona grusha v'chalutzim in anesuim ksuvas amone. The isha that's a psula, but she was already married. So even that she's a psula, even that she's a psula, ksuvas amone. This is the chiddush of the Mishnah. The isha that is becheskas psula, but she's married, she loses her ksuva. We saw in the Mishnah different reasons. Adam mitzad chino, Adam mitzad mistame, she did a bia. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And not only that she's becheskas beula and ksuvas amone, he can't have a taina if mekachto is that he thought that she's a psula, because he had to assume that she's a beula. The braise is saying even a bigger chidush. Zog the braise, konzo rishon l'shem nesui, v'yesh lo edim shelo nispero. Not only that she was becheskas besula like loshon Rashi and the Mishnah. In the case of the Braisa, is asach shterker. Yesh lo eidim shelo nistero. She never went to Beis HaSeisa. She was never nistero with him. So I mean, muzayin that she's a psula. She was never nistero. Ina mi nistero, aba velo yisho aso kedei bia. So lechu, it's clear from the eidim that she never been a bia. Even so, avadik suvos amane, this is what we learned in the Mishnah. The Braisa is mechadish more from that also. The zelbe second chidush, so the Gemara in the beginning, Rabbi learned that the chiddush of the Braisa, of the Mishnah, is that every isha, even a normal psula, she nimtzes beula, doesn't have a tainas mekachtoes. She only pays a money, and this isha anyway ksuvos a money. So it's no omar Rabbi zaysemeres. Konzo becheskas psula venimtzes beula. Yesh lo ksuvos money. This isha, she was becheskas besula. The Eidim said, Shaloi Nistero. So it was no beer. If she was not Nistero, it was no beer. Or the Nistero veloiso ashakadei beer. So they know that she's a psula. And even so, we found out that she's a beula. Al kochoch. Or she did it with her husband, or she did it before, but she's a beula. When I feel a hochi state that you have to pay her money. Is a raya, konzo becheskas psula, venimtses beula, yesh lo ksuvas money. And there's no time of mekachtoes. Rav Ashi Omar, Baal Melo, Ilo Mei Melo, Chles Leklav. If a person marries Stama Isha, and she tells them that she's a Psula, Stama Isha, that is Becheska is Psula, and she's Nimtzes Beula, it's a Mekach Toes, and lo Ksuva ve lo Iklum. He married a Psula, he got a Beula. It's like Mamesh a Mekach Toes. Shaini Hoche, Shari Konso Risha. Shaini Hoche, Shari Konso Risha. This is the first shlav of the Gemara. So Maskola says Gemara, Konzo Becheskas Psula Venimtzes Beula Mekach Toes. As they pass in the Rambam, if you marry a Isha, she tells you she's a Psula and she's a Beula, or Bestoma, you know that she's a Psula and she's a Beula, it's a Mekach Toes. Why in our Mishnah it's not a Mekach Toes that she has a Ksuva Smone? Shari Konzo Risha. Shari Konzo Risha. What is the Psad Shari Konzo Risha? What is the Teres Shari Konzo Risha? Voshteido Shari Konzo Risha. So it's three pshatim in the Gemara, l'chaure. The first pshat we started to mention, I want to go duch, is the teisves here. Shaini yoche shari konzo rishoy, v'adayte de be'ulo nises, v'af al gav de'edim me'idim shaloi nivalo. Eino yisoy mechal ze, ma'achar shoyu nesuim, sobu de l'shof cho'im rimken. They want to meshabach, psula ma'ulolo, aber be'etzem she's not a psula. Similar is the l'shoynes in Rashi. Rashi says in the Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the last Rashi, Shari Konzo Rishon, Ve'olav lo da'as shenivalo. So the Bach, the Pash is the same shita. That be'etzem, every psula v'chez nimtzes be'ula to mekach toes, here he had to assume, even that the Eidim said shaloi nistero, the Eidim said shaloi nivalo, but he had to assume that mistom is a be'ula. Zog the Bach, Simen Samachesiv Kotn Aleph. Why? He has to assume, Anan Tzadi shenivalo. Anan Saadi she nivalo. It's such a poshta zach that mistome she was nivalo. So he assumes b'teras vadai that she was nivalo. This one he nem tzachon b'teras vadai that she's a nivalo. This one he assumes that mistome she was a nivalo. And Bali assumes that Mistomish is a Nivalo. This is his Anansadi. And he doesn't show us the Aidin. Anansadi is a Nivalo. For sure they're lying. Chidush. Lule Abach would not have to say such a pshat bichlal. I would say Nishtazit. And Be'etzim is Meduyek in Rashi. Rashi doesn't say it's Shalfe L'shoynes, Anansadi Shenivalo. Ve'olov Lodas Shenivalo. What's it does? Zog de Velt Azeh. What is Mekach Toes? A person buys a table, a chair arrives. Mekach Toes. Or a person says, listen, I'm buying a house, and he says, in condition that it has permission to build another 20 floors on top of it. Then they go to the government, it doesn't. You just told me that I'm buying a house, and I said I want the house, but I have permission to add 20 floors. I have a schus to tie in the mekach toes. Here, a person marries a isha. She told him that she's a psula. He said a condition. He assumed that she's a psula. Vali assumed that she's a psula. Where's the mekach toes? Again, when a person buys something and he says, I want to buy a table, a chair arrives. Say that. Or a person wants to buy a house in condition that it has X amount of things to build on it. So mekach toes. This person, he married a isha. So where's the mekach toes? Now the Torah says, I say when I buy a table, if it's a chair, it's a mekach toes. Stama Isha is a psula. If she's not a psula, that's a chair instead of a table. Such a Isha that was already a Nesua, it's not a pashtus that she's a psula. Olam Lodas is Kensai, she's a Berula. So if he doesn't speak out, I'm only marrying you, betnai that you're a psula, Hobnishkin Schos to Zogan Mekachtois, not Anan Tzadi. I'll tell you, where's the Nefkimina to hear it close? What would it be if he says to the Isha, Al Menasar Yu Epsula? Al Menasar Yu Epsula. Al Menasar Yu Epsula. Adai to the Hochi is marrying her. Lefida Teisvis. Anan Sadi, he knows it's Nishta. He knows Klodel, it's not like that. Anan Sadi, he says it. Anan Sadi, he knows that's a Bobby Maisa. He knows that the Bach. Anan Sadi. We say that he says it, everyone wants that the invitation will look nice. Aber sie meint das nicht. Aber lefi Rashi, if he made it tonight that she wants it, she'll be a psula. She's not a psula, it's chabad mekach toes. Only bestome, he marries a isha, bestome, he meant that she's a psula. Here, all of Lodas. This is the first pshat. The Rashbo says, and stam, but derech agav, taste the state that the Eidim are made. They came to Beis Din and they said, Shalai nistero, shalai nivalo. In Loshen Rashi, the Bamasir Koshnik and Amasnisin, it's Mashma that the Eidim promised them. I don't know if it was really Eidus Gemuro, that Shalai nistero, shalai nivalo. Beisach Nisht. But we call it one Shita. So the first Shita is that the Loshen Abraita Sharikon Sorishoin, while the first one married her, the Mele, he knew that she's a Be'ulo, Anan Tzadi, or he had to assume maybe she's a Be'ulo, she's Becheskes Be'ulo, and while she's Becheskes Be'ulo, there's no tiny of Mekachtoes, and the Mele, normal, Anoises a Psula, and Nimtzes Be'ulo, Mekachtoes in Gansen, over here he knew she's a Be'ulo, the Mele, he doesn't have a tiny of Mekachtoes. This is the first pshat. The Rashba says, Chas B'Sholem, a person doesn't assume that Eidim HaShakronim. You can't say that he hears from the Eidim that he's a psul, she's a psula, and he thought that the Eidim are lying. Chas v'sholem. Zog de Rashba, so why is no tainas mekachtoes? He says, while the aloche is, that the isha min anesuim, we learned in the Mishnah, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and the Braise, k'suvos omone. And the Rashba explained in Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, not because Mistome was a bia, even if we know for sure that was not a bia, k'suvos omone, why k'suvos omone? Because ibdochino. She lost the chino. So if a person marries a isha min anesuim, k'suvos omone, even if for sure she's not a be'ula. Even if for sure she's a psula. K'suvos omone, why? Because she doesn't have a chino. She lost the chino. So normally a nesa sa isha min anesuim, k'suvos omone, she doesn't have a chino. She doesn't have a chino. Now, this isha, she doesn't have a chino, but she told him that she's a psula. The Eidim said that shalei nistero. He thought that she's a psula. Now he comes and he says, Mekach Toes. So they tell him, no. When is a mekach tos? When you thought that you're marrying a psula that has a chayin, and now she doesn't have a chayin, that is an andere parsha in gatzen. That is mekach tos. Aber a psula that doesn't have a chayin, and a beula, it's word the same. So it's not called a mekach tos. Again, lefi tesis, why is not a mekach tos? You knew she's a beula. So you don't have mekach tos? Zog the Rashba, I didn't know she's a beula. I trust the Eidim. I trust the Eidim that she's a psula. I trust the Eidim that she's a psula. I don't think that she's a beula. I am tzachon that she's a psula. But even so, it's not a mekach tos. Well, she tos is zog the Rashba. Every isha that doesn't have a chayin, every isha that doesn't have a chayin, every isha that is in a suah, even if she's not a beula, ksuvos amone. So already she lost the chayin. You might. I thought that she's a psula. Now I found out that she's not. It's really she's not going to andere chayfetz. Toch the zol bechayfetz. Psula, the mile is not the psulim. It's the chayin. I was planning to marry this. I got that. Toch mekach tos. So now the mile psula, a shvach psula. I got a beula. Toch the same price. So man, there's no time of mekach tos. Toch the pshat in Teres Zigmore, shari konsor isha. The tesis read. Zog the third term. The tesis read, zog the andere term. Zog the tesis read. Shari konsor isha. Not because we assume that the Eidim are lying, Chas v'Sholem, the Eidim are not lying, and not like the Rashba because she doesn't have a chayin. Just if she stepped into a chuppah with someone, you have to assume that it could be already that they did a bia before. Every time you marry a isha, how do you know she's a psula? I assume that I'm a isha, I'm a stomach, she's a psula. I married someone. I assume that I'm marrying a psula. I have to think that I'm marrying a beula. They tell them, this is if you marry normal someone. But if you marry someone that already stepped into the chuppah, so the pshat is the, already she has shaykhis and she's masking to marry this person. So she's masking to give herself to this person. So mistam already is a big tzad that she gave herself over to this person already before, as if you've been Yehuda. I mean, she doesn't have again a cheskes besula. And like we said before, now that's anansadi that she made a beer. Anansadi? Most girls don't do it. Only mina Yehuda be machdos. Oh, but it's already not a mekachdos. All of Lodas, that could be, it will be. It's with the mismatch that we said in Rashi. If he has to be that the pshat, he has to assume for sure she's a beula. Not for sure that she's a beula. Oh, but he can't tie the mekachdos. I know that she's not a beula. I know that she's becheskes besula. She went into the nesuim, says mistame is a beula. Maybe she's a beula. She's for sure not becheskes that she's not a beula. So this is the veil. This comes to the Rambam. So you have three pshatim in Teretz HaGemore. So nochamor. The Gemore named Tzachon La'aloche. If you marry Stama Isha, Becheskes Besulo, and she's a Be'ulo, Ein lo veloi klum. It's a Mekach Toes in Gansen. Because you didn't want to marry such an Isha, Mekach Toes in Gansen. But, if lo yetzuyer, you're not marrying an Isha, Becheskes Besulo, v'nimtzes Be'ulo, you're marrying someone, she'nichnesa l'chupo, veloi nivalo, יש לו עדים שלא ניסתרו, או שיש לו עדים שניסתרו, ולא ישוע עשו כדי ביה, אפילו הוכי, אין לו טיינס מקח טועס, even that the עדים saying שלא ניסתרו, or that the עדים are saying שלא ניסתרו כשיר ביה, why? Because she consor ראשון. We have three pshotים. Other because Anansari that she did a ביה, and the עדים השקרונים, other because she lost the chinef from the shah she consor ראשון, במילה she doesn't have a מקח טועס, because it's the same price, other like the taste of sreed, if Konsor Rishon, Mistama, she was masking already, and Bemele, she doesn't have a Cheskes Be'ula. This is the first Chelik of the Gemara, that's the Leichter Chelik. Now, Lom Ezen, the next piece of the Gemara. And here, Be'etzem, it's a Sheine Gemara, it's a Shlom Be'etzem to the Suyas from Tchilas Azma. Freg the Gemara HaKasha. V'neichush Shemo Tachtov Zinsa. What is the Kasha of the Gemara? What is the Kasha of the Gemara? Freg the Gemara HaKasha. V'neichu shemo tachtov zinsa. What is the kasha of the Gemara? What is the kasha of the Gemara? V'neichu shemo tachtov zinsa. What is the kasha of the Gemara? What the Gemara wants now? We have an isha. She got married. Is eidim shelo nistero, eidim shelo nivalo. He does a bia and he comes and he says Pesach pesuach matzosi. Mekach toes. They tell him not mekach toes. You knew that it happened. You know. You have to assume that it happened. And I'm sorry that it happened. Maybe it happened. She doesn't have a chino. Frank the Gemara Anaya Kasha. V'neichu shemo tachtov zinsa. What is the nukash of the Gemara? So we have machlekes rishonim, how to uptouch the Gemara. Be'etzem, what is the chash? Maybe she was mezana now. You married her, you made kiddushin a week ago, now you made a beer. Maybe she was mezana tachtov. Fashtenish. Maybe. Safek oines, safek rotz. She was mezana be'oines, she's mutter lebayla. Only be'rotzin, she's also lebayla. And maybe it happened before. And if it happened before, she's weiter mutter lebayla. They ask me, maybe, mistom it happened before. We said before, the Tesis says, and I'm sorry she was ready be'ula from the first person. So maybe it happened before, and even if it happened now, safek oines, safek rotzin. So what is the Gemara's kasha, v'neichu shem otachtov zinzo? So Rashi learns pshat, the issue is not also misafek, it's not hasfek sfeke. Even if she was mezana before, she's for sure muta. And if she was mezana now be'oines, she's weiter muta. So what could answer her? So Rashi about she's muta. But the kasha is, we learned that sfek sfeke the ike livrure you mechuyev to mevar. Shitas Rashi in the base sfek sfeke the ike livrure you mechuyev to mevar. Right? Sfek sfeke the ike livrure you mechuyev to mevar. Who said you're not mevar? No, so mevar. Sfek sfeke the ike livrure you mechuyev to mevar. No, say no. No, avu shteitim mishna you're not mevar. So the Ritva says, it says ein loy tainas psulim. It's mashma, he comes to Beis Din, they tell him, Arois, Ein lo itaynas psulim. The Mishnah had to say, Ein lo itaynas psulim, ve'yamtin k'tzas. No, no. Other he says, the Ritva, if a person will read the Mishnah, Ein lo itaynas psulim, he will not even come to Beis Din. He read in the Mishnah, that he doesn't have to go. Yeah, it's a misal deichak. In the Mishnah before, you got married, b'yayim ha-revi, that mistame, we said, mistame, he will come, he will be. But what do you want from this person? Ein lo itaynas psulim, what could be the tain of the person? But as I learned the Ritva, that Loshin Eloi Tainas Psulim was mashma migeita vek, you go away, finish. It's not nishta zeh, lefi rashi svek sveike, deike levruri, yom bechuyiv dem bemvar. Zog dit eis sarosh agivardik epshat in Rashi. Rashi learned like this. The Gemara means to ask a different kasha. Avad eshitas Rashi, again, Rashi says by us klod that the shayla was legabi isurim, not legabi momentus. The Gemara asks, v'neichu shem otachtov zinzo, maybe she was mezana berotzen and she's asur lebayla. Ah, it's a sfeik sfeike, or a sfeik sfeike, the ikil evruhe, you mechuyev to mevar. Now, Rashi didn't want to mind me the Gemara kipshuto, you can mind me the Gemara much better. But the kash of the Gemara is, misofik, she will not get a ksuva. Maybe she was mezana berotzen, she's mezana berotzen, she could lose the ksuva. Ah, you have a sfeik sfeike, sofik oine, sofik rotzen, or a sfeik sfeike is not moitzi mome. Sfeik sfeike is not moitzi mome. Rashi held nishta say. Rashi holds like Tesis and Tesis mud beis, Sfek Sfeike is moitzi mome. So Rashi learned the suffix of the Gemara was only legabi Yisuri. Not legabi the Ksuve. Legabi the Ksuve, she gets it. Why? Because maybe it's before and she has the money, and even if it's now, suffix ba'ines, she could get the Ksuve. She could get the money. So what is the suffix of the Gemara? The suffix of the Gemara is, maybe it happened now, and she'll be asur lebayla. So we said about Sfek Sfeike is muter. It's only halacha deikel livrure. So what the Gemara wants? Zog de Teisis HaRosh, Rashi learns, let Chazal to be mafsid her ksuve. Let Chazal to be mafsid her ksuve. Why Chazal will be mafsid her ksuve? Like this, she will have to come to Beis Din. Chazal will tell the husband, don't give her the ksuve. So he will run to Beis Din to say, Rabbi Yisai, Pesach Pesuach Motosi, I'm not giving her a ksuve. She will come and say, but I'm a sfeik sfeike. And Beis Din will start to be mevare what happened, and we'll have a sfeik sfeike, the ikir livruche. That the Gemara's kasha is, not only on the Isurim, about it, the longest of the kasha is, v'ashit asrashi, the sfeik sfeike, the ikir livruche, you mechuyev to mevare. Mele frek the Gemara, a kasha, sfeik sfeike, the ikir livruche, you mechuyev to mevare. So why here you're not mechuyev to mevare? So the Ritva learns, who said I'm not mechuyev to mevare? Ein lo itaynas psulim is mashma, we leave you alone and we don't mix in and you're not mechuyev to mevar. That is ein lo itaynas psulim. You're not mechuyev to mevar. This is what the Gemara means. Ein lo itaynas psulim. But the Sarosh says more from that. Not that it was mashma that you're not mechuyev to mevar. The Gemara means to ask alone the shashayla. Mafsi the ksuve, tell her that she doesn't get the ksuve, even that lemaisa she has a sfeik sfeike to get the ksuve. Maybe it's oines, and maybe it happened before. And we said, not only maybe, mistame it happened before. Taisa said, I'm sorry that it happened before. But let her to lose the ksuva. Like this, he will come to Beis Din to be mafsid her ksuva. And if she will come to Beis Din to be mafsid the ksuva, we made a Beis Din already will be mevarer, and maybe it will be misbarer, she zin sotachto, verotz. And it will be misbarer, she zin sotachto, verotz. And if you see Loshen Rashi, I think it's Mefurish in Rashi, like the Tesis HaRosh. Look in Rashi, the Ma'amas Rishem Matachtov Zinzo. Amas Nisim Tvorek. Dektoni ena sheni yochel lito in Tainas Psulim, velo imas kekin elei lo vele beizdin, velo izbar radovor, im Tachtov Zinzo im loy, veshemo yi asur olay. Das is klo Rashi, the Shittosoi, that the problem of the Gemara is, because we are choishesh, svek sveke di ike livrure, we want to be mevarer. But what do you want to ask her? So the Ritva says, stop, let him to come to Beis Din. And the Teis HaRosh is Pshat in Rashi, b'meile let her to be mafsi the ksuv, b'meile she will come to Beis Din. Look at the Hemshech Rashi. Bishlei me'alach deleil. Bishlei me'alach deleil, zot Rashi. De'amor in konso b'cheskes psulo. V'nimtzes b'ulo yesh lo ksuv. Lo'y makshinen. דאיקה למיימר כשבו לבייסדין בו עדים שזין סקוידם אבל לא חקטוני אני יוכליטו אם מתוך כך לא יובי לבייסדין רשי זה אסינג הקשה בישלי מהנח דלעיל דאמור קונצו בחסקס פסולו ונמצס באולו יש לו כסו ולא יפק לא יקשינן what we will ask what רשי wants we will ask קונצו בחסקס פסולו ונמצו באולו יש לו כסו וסמונה what we will ask Who said that not? Doesn't say the Eloitanas Psulim. Then yes, look, Suvas Mone. Rashi wants that she will not have a Suvas Mone. Rashi wants her to lose the Suvas Mone. Rashi wants her to lose the Suvas Mone. Like Rashi, why the Gemara didn't ask, and Kolto Becheskas Psula Venimtsas Bula Yeshlek Suvas Mone, let her to lose it, that maybe we will come to Beis Din, Umitirkach Isbar Radovo. The Teretz is. So Rashi, we're speaking during the case that the Eidim Taka came. Vinitvi, so Shitas Rashi is the first Mahalach in the Kasha of the Gemore, Venechu Shemo Tachtov Zinzo, Frek the Gemore, Anoises O Isho Becheskas Psula, Venimtsis Beulo Ksubos Omone, Ve'elo Itainas Psulim, why? Einach Enami, he doesn't have a Tainas Psulim, or but maybe she was Mezana under the second husband, Bemele, let him to come to Beis Din, and one of the two other, it's Mashma that he doesn't have to come to Beis Din, although let him to lose the ksuve, that al yedei them, then maybe he will have a reason to go to Beis Din. And have them and for the Gemara one teretz. What is the teretz of the Gemara of them? And for the Gemara posh the teretz. Kshekidesh meboa le'alta. He made a kiddushim v'nesuim bevasachas, he made his nochshash. He made a kiddushim v'nesuim bevasachas, v'al he made a kiddushim v'nesuim bevasachas, he made she would never could be mezane tachtov, so his nochshash that she was mezane tachtov. So the Fidah Rashi, the Gemara is very light. Frank the Gemara, Zaytik and Kasha. Einach Enami is no Tainas Psulim. Or maybe she was Mezana Tachtov. Svek Sveke, you have to be Mevarer. Or be Mevarer. Or ask her the money that he will be Mevarer. And for the Gemara at Teretz. Kshekidesh Veboa Le'alta, Vemele is Noch Shash. Kshekidesh Veboa Le'alta, Vemele is Noch Shash. The Ramban and the Rashbo, they cannot learn such a pshat. Because they never learned and that base that is a din sfek sfeke de igle vrure you mechuyev to mevar they never learned such a pshat so they can't read this gemara what is the chashash v'neichu shem otachtov zimtza what is the problem maybe she did it before and even if she did it now efshar oynes efshar otz so what is the chashash what is the gemara's kasha v'neichu shem otachtov zimtza the isha Mistama she did it before, we said. It's not Tainas Mekachtoes, Taisa says, Anantzari she did it before. For the Rashba, it's a Sofek maybe she did it before. And even if she did it now, it's a Sofek or in a Sofek also. Zog the Rashba and the Ramban, Pshat in the Gemore, this is the Rashba and the Ramban. Frek the Gemore Akasha, you're right. She's Mutter Lebailo. Why? Because Mistama it happened before. And even if it happened now, Mistama it happened by Oines. So she's Mutar Lebailo. There's two reasons that she's Mutar Lebailo. Maybe it happened before, and even if it happened now, maybe it happened by Oines. Aber frag de Gemore, why she gets a ksuve? Don't give her a ksuve. Why not? Maybe she was Mezane Berotz. Ah, you're right, but maybe by Oines. And even Berotzen, maybe it happened before. Other mistakes fake, you can't be Moitzi Mobet. This is the Ramban and the Rashba that we mentioned in Daftes, that are Choylek and Tesis in Daftes, and they learn that there's an often a Gemara here that's Fixfake, it's not Moitzi Mobet. And forget, this is the way they stole our sugya. This is the way they minded our sugya. As vos steht in the Gemara, steht in the Gemara Yesoid. Sveksveike is not Moitzi Moment. Those are the Yesoid of the sugya. Sveksveike is not Moitzi Moment. Forget, so lefid Ibrahim, it's a new Gemara. Frank, the Gemara, you're right, the Mistom, it happened before. Aber, and the, this is the reason Loshon Ramban and the Rashbo. Kol kamo sveike shatom marbebo, but sveksveike is not Moitzi Moment. Vos the pshal kol sveike shatom marbebo? Mistome had happened before. Much more tzadim. Mecheskas. And even if it happened now, it's oinus. Oh, but it's a tzadim vrotzen. Sveksveik is not moitzi moment. Those are the Gemara's kasha. And of them enter the Gemara at Teretz, kshekidesh bebo ala alter. It never happened now. So it's very glad. Tesis is the third one that doesn't know what to do pshat. Like Rashi, he can't learn. And the Beis, he says, Sveksveik is the ikele vrura, you're not mechuyev to be mevarah. So Rashi's pshat goes up. Like the Rishonim, he was cholek in Daftes Amud Beis. He said Sveksveike is Moitzi Moment. Shita Zateisves in Daftes Amud Beis. Sveksveike is Moitzi Moment. So what is the pshat in our sugya? We left without a pshat. We left without a pshat. You can learn pshat in the Gemara that the pshat in the Gemara's kasha is that the Sveksveike will be Moitzi Moment. That how Sveksveike is Moitzi Moment, maybe she was Mezana Berotzen, and you can't be Moitzi Moment. You can't learn like that. Because Tesis old, Sveksveike is Moitzi Moment. So even if she was Mezana Berotzen, but it's two tzadim, one side of Oynes, and one side had happened before. And another pshat. And what Rashi learns, Sveksveike the Ikele Vruh, you mechuyev to be Mevarer, and also not Mistaber. Tesis old, Sveksveike the Ikele Vruh, you're not mechuyev to be Mevarer. Mikoyach that, Tesis comes in our sugya and says a third pshat in the Gemara. Tesis says like this. Be'etzem, there's no reason she could get married. She's mutal, sveksveike, suffik before and even if now, maybe be'oynes. She could claim the ksuve, suffik oynes and maybe before she could claim the ksuve. Why the Gemara wants her to lose the ksuve? Push the reason. Chazal said she has to lose the ksuve. Why she has to lose the ksuve? If you will give her the ksuve, so people will look and say, why she's getting a ksuve? She said that she's a psula. Ah, the terror she's getting the psuva is because there's a chazoke that she was nival before. Like Daisy said before. And on Sadi that she was nival before. So b'meile, when we'll be a Eishes Koyen, the same story in Eishes Koyen. The Eishes Koyen already, she doesn't have a sveksveike. If a person marries, a Koyen marries a Isha that was married to someone and the husband died. And now he finds that she's a Be'ula. He has only one suffix. If it happened, Tachtov, Ben Be'oynes, Ben Be'rotzen, it's also. The whole sibud that it could be Mutar, maybe it happened before. Suffix also, suffix Mutar. So the Koyen will say, Mistomish is Mutar. Why? I know normally, if you marry a Psula and she's a Be'ula, you don't pay. Because Mekach Toys. Why this person is paying? My friend had to pay money because Beis Din told him Sharikol Zorishon. Three pshatim they told him Mistome for sure and Ansani that it was happened before. So I don't have to be choishes that she was Mizana Tachtai. So Mele Eishes Koyen will come to be Matin. Let me get Pamelach. Lefit Eishes Mitzad Adin, a person marries a Psula Minan Nesuim that the Edim said that she never did it and now he finds a Pesach Pesuach. So Frank the Gemara Venechus Tachtov Zinso. She's muta. Maybe it happened before, and even if it happened now, maybe it happened by oynus. She gets a ksuve. Maybe it happened before, and even if it happened now, it gets by oynus. Oh, but the Gemara is asking a kasha. Make her to lose. Samot the kasha. Make her to lose. Why? Because if she'll be not losing, because she says I'm muta lebaili, and I can get a ksuve because it's sveksveike. People that will see that will not assume that it's because of that. They will have a kasha. They know that it's a aloch if you marry a psula. And she's a be'ula, you don't give her a ksuve. Mekach Toys. Why this person is getting a ksuve? Because Anan Tzadi, that he knew that she's a be'ula. So a person will say, ah, so every isha that was married before, we assume that she did it before. So even if it be a case of Eishes Koyen, not only a case of Eishes Yisrael, the Eishes Koyen, the Eishes Koyen will say, I'm allowed to stay with my husband. Why am I allowed to stay with my husband? Because, Voraya, the Kohen will say, why am I allowed to stay? Because, based in the Suba, that happened before. Now, Be'eshes Kohen is not allowed to stay. Because Be'eshes Kohen, we have the Kasha, Shem Otacht of Zinso, and we don't have a Teretz. We don't have a Teretz. So this is the Tchilas Advar. So first we'll start with Eishes Kohen. So Eishes Kohen has to be losing the Ksuba. Why? Because we're scared if we will tell her that, she gets the Ksuba Mitzat Sfik Sfeike, so she will say, Mistama, I'm getting the Ksuba because Mistama had happened before. She will not think that she's getting it because of Sfik Sfeike. She will assume that she's getting it because Mistama had happened before. Because she knows normally you don't get a Ksuba. Why I'm getting a Ksuba? Because Mistama had happened before. So maybe the husband will think that she's Mutar Lebailo. And maybe he will not come to ask a Shaila. Somewhat nezachta. They decided he will lose money because they don't want him chas v'shalom to be over averes. So Tais says, okay, this is Eishes Kohen. But why Eishes Yisrael has to lose? He's married to Isha Yisrael. She's muta mitzat sfek sfeike. And mitzat ksuba she has to get. Zog Tais says, but she will lose the ksuba because maybe a Kohen will see it. And a Kohen will think that if it happens by me, it's also because mistame. The Kohen will think, why Vaistoy she's getting a ksuba? Because Mistama had happened before. So the Eishes Kohen will think that she's Mutar Lebailo, and she will stay by her husband. So Melech Hazal didn't want to choshesh that Eishes Kohen will be over a Yisur, so they will make it to lose a ksuba. When of them enter the Gemara, Shekirish Mibala Alter, Chayigav, there's no chash that she did it in the second one. But Melech, Chayigav, even by Eishes Kohen, there's no chash because Lemaisa, she was never nibble to the second one. This is taste. Before I'm going to the starke kasha from Rabbi Kiva Eger here, I want to ask you about a batish shaila. A person gets married to Eishes Yisrael. He married an isha that was married before, and Eidim told him that she's a psula, and the husband died, and he marries her, and he finds a pesach pesuach. Pi aloha is allowed to stay. Safek oina safek rotzen. Maybe it happened before. The ksuba she deserves. Safek oina safek rotzen. Maybe it happened before. But then lose the ksuba. Why? Because maybe a Kohen will see it. He will think that the reason she's getting a ksuba is because mistama had happened from the first husband. So the mele, this is what the Kohen will think. So now we don't want that the Kohen will think that it's because the first husband. So you lose the ksuba. The isha loses the ksuba. Makes sense. It's yashas that the isha will lose ksuba. Stop. Rachmanes Afyelem, that a Kohen will not have a mistake. So Chazal will say that she will lose the ksuba. Doesn't make sense. Chazal will say that she will lose a ksuba because of that. So Rabbi Nochem said, a Tosefta says that. Maybe it's only a klein zach, or maybe we'll have a revach. Rabbi Nochem added a knetch like this. Zog Rabbi Nochem as Be'etzem, every sfeike is not moitzi momen. No what? It's becheskas. We say becheskas that is chayev ksuba. It's becheskas that is chayev ksuba. Becheskas that is chayev ksuba. The Rishonim holds sfeik is not moitzi momen. Taisus holds meikar adin the sfeik is moitzi momen. Here Chazal will say because it's a sfeik, Chazal will say what? That is a reyuse. Not stam Chazal will make him to lose the ksuba. The gedder in Chazal will be what? Not stam that he will lose the ksuba. The gedder in Chazal will be the normally sfek sfeike is moitzi momen. Why? Because it's a cheskes ksuba. Here Chazal will be choishesh to the sfek sfeike. No matter the sfek sfeike says don't be choishesh that she was mezane, give her the ksuba. Here Chazal said that the sfek sfeike doesn't have a koyach to be moitzi momen. Not stand the kanistim to lose his ksuba. Normally sfek sfeike is moitzi momen. Here Chazal will take away the koyach from the sfek sfeike. Chazal will take away the koyach from the sfek sfeike, and they will make the sfek sfeike. The sfek sfeike will not have a koyach to be moitzi momen. Even the normal sfek sfeike has a koyach to be moitzi momen. Here Chazal will make the sfek sfeike that the sfek sfeike will not have a koyach to be moitzi momen. But not stand that Chazal will make him to lose. This is the three shittas that we have here. Frekt Rab Kiva Eger a starke kashe. Imamish doesn't understand this. Frekt Rab Kiva Eger, Kiva Eger ruft us a tzorich iun godl. We could argue from Kiva Eger's kashe, but I say Frekt Rab Kiva Eger. He says he doesn't understand. We're speaking on a person that married a isha. She was married to a person. The Eidim said she never did a bia. Now she's second time married. Frekt the Gemara a kashe, Why she gets a ksuba? Why not? So chsveik sveike. V'neichu shemotach dozinso. So what? Maybe oine sofek rotzen. And even if it's rotzen, maybe it happened before. Yeah. But mikolmuken, we don't want her to get the ksuba because a koyin will see it. And he will not know that the reason we gave her the ksuba is because it's fixmaker. He will think the reason we gave her the ksuba is because we assumed that mistomen happened before. And while they assume that mistomen happened before, so when it will happen by Isha's Kohen, such a story, he will marry an Isha that was married to someone else. And now he will marry, you'll find a Pesach Pesuach, he will think that she's mutter to him. He doesn't have a fixmaker. Because by him, Sai Oine Sai Rotzen is mutter. So Mele, let Chazal. Chazal answer, because of that, that's in the Gemara. What is the tenets of the Gemara? Kshekidesh meboa le'alta. The case that we matir him to get the ksuba is the case that kiddush meboa le'alta. So then, even by Ishes Koyen, b'chai gavne, we know she didn't do it by the second person. Has to be she did it by the first person. We have to do that she did it by the first person. Because with the second person, she never had time to do it. The man is she's mutter also to Ishes Koyen. Frank Rav Kiva Eiger, versteht nicht. You think the Koyen knows when Yenna made a beer? What do you choshesh? A Koyen will stand in the street. He will see a person that marries a Isha and dies, and someone else marries, and he claims a Pesach Pesuach. And now he gets a ksuve. Why he gets a ksuve? Mistome, because we assume that it happened before and he had to know about it and it's not a mekach toes. And then we know that it never happened by the second person. So, and not because fixfake. People will not chab that basic men's fixfake. And people will matter her. The mele chazal after the Eishes Koyen, Eishes Yisrael, also Eishes Koyen. But Bekirish Meboa Le'alter, then he knows. Then for sure it's not sad that he did it by the second person. So, but the Koyen doesn't know that it's Kiddush Meboa Le'alter. He only knows one thing. This Isha was married, and the second person found the Pesach Pesuach, and even so they were matir her, and they gave her a ksuba, because we assumed that the first person did it. So Ishes Koyen that will marry a Isha, and he will find the Pesach Pesuach, he will also say, Mistam Ishes Muta, because the first person did it. What are they saying that the first person was Kodesh Meboa Le'alter? But the Koyen doesn't know that it's because Kodesh Meboa Le'alter. If the Kohen knows, he also knows that Mistama they won't matter because of Fixfaker. The Torah says, Mereta of a Kohen, that doesn't go into it in Gantz. If the Kohen doesn't go into it in Manusha, if the Kohen loses the Gantz in Parsha, so he knows that the first person is Mutu because of Fixfaker. The Torah Mereta of Abba'oret, he hears a story. Rochel was married, she died, her husband died, she remarried again, her husband had a whole fight with her, and they told him you have to pick Sumer because it happened for the first husband. So a Kohen that marries a Zai Isha will say, I'm also allowed to stay with my wife, it happened for the first. And he doesn't have that the first person was because fixfake. But if the first person was Kodesh Meboa Le'alter, then it's okay. Why it's okay? But the Kohen know that the first person was Kodesh Meboa Le'alter? Hazei Frank Rav Kiva Eiger. So I want to say two terutz. First one terutz Reb Nochem said, that Rav Kiva Eiger's kasha is nishken kasha bichlal. Das ist Pelle, es ist ein Mitzvah Le'yashev, was Rav Kiva Eiger meant. Not b'cheshboinus, b'lomdus. What was the first case? What Rav Kiva Eiger asked? Even in a case that Reuben marries Rochel, who is Rochel? She married a husband, the husband died, she marries now Shimon, and Shimon finds a Pesach Pesuach, and he was Kiddush Meboa Le'alter. Tell him, no, don't pay her a ksuve. Why don't pay her a ksuve? Because the Kohen sees it, he doesn't know what happened, and he will think that they're giving you a ksuve because she did it by the first person, so when it happens by a Kohen, he'll be matir, he will stay with her. The Isha will say, I'm sorry, so what? Because of that Kohen, I have to lose my money? But she has to lose money because the Kohen doesn't know the halachas. And our sugya, she lost money, because maybe she was Mezana Berotzen. You right that we don't have to be choshesh to six faker. Chazal decided, because this whole matzav, to be choshesh to six faker. But if it's Kodesh Meboa Le'alter, she for sure didn't do it by the second person. So she's 100% okay. So Shtam has to lose money? And the case of the Gemara is, V'neichu Shem Otach Tov Zintza. Aye, the kasha is about the six faker. And six faker is Moitzi Momen. So the case is, because we don't want different people to have a mistake, we'll make her to lose. But why, how are we pointing the line? You're losing because maybe you're Mezana Berotzen. We give it a tag. We give it a name. We're not stop taking away the money from you. The way we're making you to lose is, we say, maybe you're Mezana Berotzen. This is the Hagdore. Maybe you're Mezana Berotzen. This is the way we're mapsing you the money. We say, Shema Zintza Berotzen. It's not for sure. Aber Shema Zinza Berotzen. Shema Zinza Berotzen. So why we say Shema Zinza Berotzen? Why we say Shema Zinza Berotzen? So she loses the money. Aber in the case of Kiddush V'Bo'al Le'Alter, why she will lose? They can't stand say, listen, because we have a chash with Kliyanim, we're telling these Noshim to lose their money. Why they will lose their money? There's no reason to tell these Noshim to lose their money. The Lashon HaGemara is not stand. V'neichu Shem Otachto Zinso. The gather is, Chazal say, we don't want Kliyanim to have a toys, so we choishesh to the tzad of Znus, and also this is the gather of the Takone. We choishesh to that tzad, so Kliyanim will also be choishesh to that tzad. Aber v'kiddush v'bo'al le'alter, there is no tzad. There is no time to design a tachtov. Chazal can't make a takone. The way it is, it's time. The gemar is choishish by him or to by the koyer. But the koyer is takir shash, so you choishish by him or to by the koyer. If there's nothing but to be choishish by him, because it's kiddush v'bo'al le'alter, you can't be choishish by the koyer. You can't make a takone or to the koyer. The gemar has to be even a meikar adina could be seimach and a sfix veike. Chazal will not seimach because the koyer. But if it's kodesh v'bo'al out that it never happened, about there's no mocking for the takone. Rabbi Kiva Eger himself says a chidush. He says chash v'sholem. We're not choishesh. He says lulei divrei ha-teisves. He would say a fourth pshat in the Gemara. It's not the same chidush Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says the pshat, he brings the teisves, and again he repeats his pshat. He says, teisves does, we're not meaning pshat, that we go there by Eish, again, a person married this Rochel that was married. And now he finds a Pesach Pesuach, so that's he has a Sfix Feike, maybe it's before and maybe now by Oynes. So we ask him, oh, to Eish is Koyen. And the Koyen will see it. And the Koyen will say, hey, why Yenim got a Ksuva? And he's not been happy before. So Bemele, if the same story will happen by a Koyen, he'll be matter his wife. Such a vital story will never happen. The Koyen will see it. How much people you know that marry such kind of Noshim twice, and he heard one about the other one? Zogt Rav Kiva Eger, we mean pshat under a pshat. This Rochel was married and she husband died. She married Shimon. He finds a Pesach Pesuach, he comes to Beis Din, they tell him, give a ksuve. So people, everyone assumes why? Because we assume she comes to Risha. Mistamen happened before. Now Shimon dies. And a Koyan will want to marry her. He will say, I'm allowed to marry her. They will tell him why, but Shimon said that he found a Pesach Pesuach. Maybe she was mezana by Shimon. He said, no. Basically, when he found out that it was from the first husband. Well, right, they gave a ksuva. The chash is not a different koyan standing in the side and seeing this story. The chash is maybe a koyan will want to marry this isha later on. We're not choshish for different stories. The gather of the tesis is pshat is, we choshish, what is the chash? The chash is, maybe, if this Rochel, that married a person and he died, and she married Shimon, and Shimon finds a Pesach Pesuach, if she will get a ksuva mitzat sfik sfeike, why? Maybe oynes and maybe before, people will think, why it's not a mekach toes, sharikon sorishay. Because normally you lose the ksuva at mekach toes. Here you don't lose the ksuva because she was becheskes beulah. So mistaken the first person did it. So now when Shimon will die, and she will want to marry a Kohen, she will think that she's allowed to marry a Kohen. Why she will think that she's allowed to marry a Kohen? Because she will assume that why Beis Din will matter Shimon to marry her? Beis Din will matter Shimon to marry her. And why Beis Din gave her a ksuva? Because Beis Din is saying, mistaken it happened before. If it happened before, she was not mezana by Shimon. She was not mezana by Shimon. She was not mezana b'shimen, memele, she will be muta to kehuva. And while it's not true, maybe she was mezana b'shimen, and the only reason she's getting a ksuba is because of a ksveike, so chazal, not matter her to get a ksuba. But, if Shimon was kiddush v'bo'al le'alter, so we know that it never happened by Shimon. So we don't mind her, she'll marry a kohen. That's the end for the Gemara. She kiddush v'bo'al le'alter, it for sure never happened by Shimon. Because Shimon was kiddush v'bo'al le'alter. So it only could have happened by the first person. So if it only could happen by the first person, the man is mutar lekehuna. The man is mutar lekehuna. Maybe she was mezana by the first person. So Tesis, also the first person, was called Shabbat Le'alta. As I learned Rabbi Kiva Eger. So, let me make a minute of cheshbon, it's a shikil ha'oredo. So the ma'isa, we have be'etzem, four pshatim, in the Gemara, v'neichu shem otachtov zinso. And in the Kotzer Rishon, we said three mahalchim devayim. And now the Gemara has another kasha. Now we have a braise. I want to be magdim because also is the akdomas of the kasha of the Rambam. We have a braise that the braise said that if a person marries an isha, a psula, that she konso rishon, v'yesh eidim shelo nistero v'lo nivalo, she gets a ksuba smone, and ein lo itainas psulin. Frank the Gemara first, why we don't say mekachtoes? Maybe it happened before ta'aken, it's a mekachtoes. When Avdem the Gemara has three terutim sharikon tzorishoin, it's not called a mekachtoes. Rashi and Teisvis, kimat echot, the Rashi and the Teisvis read. Avdem Frank the Gemara a second kasha. But it was another kasha. V'neichu shem otachtov zinzo. But maybe it happened now. And so what if it happened now? What is the kasha? V'neichu shem otachtov zinzo. Maybe it happened now. And so what if it happened now? So we have four pshatim in the Rishonim. Rashi learns pshat v'neichush, maybe it happened now. B'meile sfik sfeikedi. Mitzad Yisurim, not mitzad Mavanes. Aber mitzad Yisurim, ike livruri, yom chuyuf tebim bevarer. So what? So other the loshen ha-gemorah v'shver, elo et al-sulim, other like teisarosh, b'meile make it to lose the ksuv, b'meile she will come to Beisdin. But out is because we want to bevarer the sfik sfeikedi. We want to bevarer the sfik sfeikedi. Ein pshat. The Rashba said, Pshat, stamakasha, don't give it a ksuva. Six faker, you don't win the money. Einich ramish is mutter lebailo, aber misofik, you don't give the money. Poshtakasha. Six faker, you don't give the money. Tasis learns, six faker gives money, and six faker digi levruri, you're not mechuyu to be mevarer. So Tasis made a gzeira. If you matter her, a koyan will also come to be matterit. Because if you give her a ksuba, people will wonder. Normally you don't give a ksuba. Why are you giving a ksuba? Because Mistabe, the first person, did it. It's not Tainas Mekachtoes. So Ishis Koyen will think that she's Mutar Lebailo. Why the Asad Ishis Yisroel? So Loshna Teisis, Ishis Koyen, Otu Ishis Yisroel. And after the Gemara answers, Shekinish Mebo'al Alta. This was one shot. And Rabbi Kiva Egel learns, we're not Choshish that a Koyen, Otu Ishis Yisroel. We Choshish the same Isha herself. If you will be mad, if you will give it a ksuva, so she will think she's getting a ksuva because Mistama the first person did it. So later, when her husband dies, she will go and she will marry a kohen. So stop. Shteit up sachidu shel Rabbi Kiva Egel. It's nogea maybe to sikum fam mehipzachon second chilek of Bori v'shemos. Why she can't marry a kohen? The last kohen, how he knows bichlal that she was mezane? Who told that kohen that she was mezane? When the second husband dies, Rabbi Kiva Egel has a problem, how she goes to marry now a Koyen. Why she's not allowed to go to marry a Koyen now? Why should not be allowed to go to marry a Koyen? What will stop her to marry a Koyen? What? Pesach Pesuach, how he knows? How he knows what is going on with the Koyen? Who told him it's a Pesach Pesuach? Who told him? You have to have Eidim to ask her a Yisho. Before it was Shavian himself, but now we're talking the second Kohen. The Firam Kiva Egel's pshat, she was married, husband died. She married a second person, he dies. Now Kohen wants to marry him. How he's allowed to marry him? Lemaisa, the second person found the Pesach Pesuach. She's also to the Kohen. Not to the Gemara, the Firam Kiva Egel. Nishta Zay Poshon, Rab Kiva Egel's done. If Shavia, well, Shavia, if Edecho Nemo Bissurim can ask her on a Kohen or not. Mechateza, she's also on a Kohen. Now there's a portion that should be also on a Kohen. Why should be also on a Kohen? Mechateza should be also on a Kohen. It's really a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. This is Be'etzem, the first chelik of the Sukkah. Maybe we'll just finish the Gemara. The Gemara has the same cheshbon on our Mishnah. V'ikin emas lo ha-masnisi. Psulo almono grusho v'chalutsim l'nesuim ksuvos omone v'ein lo emtaynes psulim. Psulim ha-nisui meichem ha-shkachas lo, ken she-konso l'chupo v'lo niba lo. Omar Rabbe, zoi semeres, konso b'cheskes psulim v'nimzis b'u lo, k'suvos omone. Ravashi omar lo, oilo meim eloch ba'al meles lo klal. Shaini yoche, shari konso, nichneso l'chupo. V'leichu shem otach lo zinso, lezol b'cheshm. Omar Rav Shivye, ken she-kidish v'boa le'alta. Man v'mad lo ha-braise, chusam, before it was Ravashi, here it's Rav Shivye. Man the matlo abraise kol shekin amasnisin. Man the matlo amasnisin, aber abraise loim. Mishum demotzi omar lo ano edim samich. Aber mikol mekoim, this chidush is sayin the mishne sayin the braise. The meforshim shtel ashtar ke oreb. The Rambam is mashmi the whole sugya. I want to be mazu what it means that the Rambam is mashmi the sugya. You have to find where the Rambam is mashmid the sugya. Where the Rambam is mashmid the sugya. The Rambam is Perik Yud Aleph Mehilchos Ishus, Aloche Aleph Beis, and Aloche Ches. What is the Hashmote? The Rambam, there's two kashas on the Rambam. We want to remind me the kashas. Chosh we'll get the kashas klop. The Rambam brings down the Aloche, Hanoises Apsulo, Mina Nesuim, Ksuvos Omone, Shebecheska Shenivalo. Our Gemara, our sugya. He doesn't speak out klor, ve'afilu yesh eidim sheloi nivalo. Ve'afilu yesh eidim sheloi nistero. He missed out that line. This is one of in our Mishnah, we see the Gemara, he klor, there's two cases. It's the case of the Mishnah, anoises ha'isha b'cheskes psulo, ve'nimtses b'ulo eilo tainas psulim. And the Gemara says, the braise is even starker. Anoises ha'isha, mishakon tzor rishoin, yesh eidim sheloi nistero, or yesh eidim sheloi shoas okidei bie. Why the Rambam didn't bring the case of the Braise? He only brings down, in Perik Aleph, Perik Yud Aleph, Aloche Aleph, Ebeis, he only brings down the case of the Mishneh, he doesn't bring down the case of the Braise. It's not such a kasha. Could be the Rambam Meshitos that you have to have chupa sheruyu lebiye, if it's loy nistero, it's not called nichnesu lechupa. So could be the Rambam Bichlal was not, didn't hold from the second Gemara. It's not called a Nesua. Only the first case is called a Nesua. Say. Kivegel holds that the Rambam did bring it up. So this is a klei neor on the Rambam. You see inside Perik Yud Aleph Aloch Aleph Beis, he only brings down the Mishnah, he doesn't bring down the Brais. But the kasha and the Rambam is the Rambam in Perik Yud Aleph Aloch Ches Paskens. Kol isho sheksuvos omone venimtzas beulo ein lo itainas psuli. If you marry your isho, kol anoshim shomarnu sheksuvos omone im nisu. Ein lo itainas psulim, our Mishnah. Ein lo itainas psulim, our Braise. Ein lo itainas psulim. You marry a Isha, she was married before. Ein lo itainas psulim. Right? It's our Mishnah. You married a Isha. She was Mecheskes Besula, but she was a Nesua. And now you find she's a Beulo. Ein lo itainas psulim. Perik Yud Alef, Alochaches. Frank the Magid Mishnah, Kesef Mishnah, Bach, Taz, everyone. Our Gemara asked the Kasha. V'neichu shem otachtov zinso. And the Gemara answered that this halacha is true only bekiddush v'boa le'alta. Only because Rashi, Ike Livrure, only because Sfeksveike makes you to lose the Ksuve, only because the Gzeire of Tesis. But the Gemara says that our Mishneh only could be happening le'maise le'alocha bekiddush v'boa le'alta. And the Rambam brings it down, Perik Yud Aleph Ishus, halacha ches, Kol psula shiksuvos omone, ein lo tainas psulim. It's not true. V'hu shekiddush v'boa le'alter. But if it's not kiddush v'boa le'alter, other is a tainas psulim, lefi Rashi, other lefi the Ramban, other lefi the Tesfas. This is the kushi atzuma in the sugi. And this is a mafteach to say that the Rambam gehalt, anayim mahalach do mamish, mamish oir godl, Andrash in the sugi from all the Rishonim. But again, the kasha is, Lamezog and the Rambam brings down the Mishnah. But it's included. But the Rambam says, Perik Yud Aleph Alochiches, Kol Isha Shiksuvos Omone, El Loitainas Psulim. Why? He had to assume. The kasha is, Aber in Argim Borishtei, Dafka Bekidish Vibola Out. And the Rambam is Mashmit, the Ukimta from the Gibor. Thus is the kasha, Shemitzvah Aleinu Liyashem.
Tell me if Rabbi
Yehuda. No, 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 no,